Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Deborah Lee Davis, PhD, MPH, one of the leading experts on microwave radiation and what it's doing to the brain. It's becoming ubiquitous in our culture now and clearly causing developmental problems that they know the cell phones and tablets are just brain damaging children. That's on record. That's all over the news. But still, nothing's being done. There's no scientific body that looks at what it's specifically doing. Again, cell phones are at the same frequency oscillation, as she was saying, as microwave ovens, meant to get the molecules jumping around. It was invented when troops were using microwave relay systems to heat their food. We showed that on screen earlier, the official history of it. So she's now announced a plan to try to get an initiative going, which we've been part of for about 4 years, to get an initiative for $3 billion to harden the power systems with backup transformers, so if there's a big solar flare, we won't go back to the Stone Ages. That's now, Congress is now looking at that. So there are things we can do. And in closing, Dr. Davis, we'll try to get an article out by tomorrow on what you're calling for here with this video that we're going to then be taking from this live radio show and posting to that article. What more can you say to folks about getting behind this initiative that you're announcing here today?
Well, you are amazing because, frankly, as I was saying at the start of the break, I'm the scientist. I can recognize what we need. I don't know how to make it happen. I completely support your call for a hardened system for the grid. And I would add, it is absolutely insane that we are expanding the use of wireless for businesses right now, because in general, it makes us more vulnerable to many things. It makes us vulnerable to hacking. It's slower. And it endangers our health over the long term. And in fact, it has an effect on wildlife, and including migration and bees, that we just aren't fully understanding. What we can do right now is very simple. Remember, distance is your friend. That's the basic idea. You can use these devices, like mine right now is sitting on my table. I wired in with a headset. If you have a wired headset, do not keep the phone on your body in your pocket, because then it's just transmitting into you. In fact, the amount of radiation from your phone that gets into you when it's in your pocket is 2 to 4 times greater than when it's smacked against your head. So right now, we know what to do. Distance is your friend. When a phone is in an area where the signals are weak, you will notice that your battery drains more quickly. That's because the phone is smart. It's programmed to seek a signal. It's draining the battery. When a signal is weak, don't use it unless it's an emergency, because it will drain the battery. And if it's next to your body, it drains it right into you, because cell phone antennas are symmetrical. I am pleased that a number of people in and outside of the government and private sector recognize the importance of trying to reduce this radiation now. And I think that we're going to see soon major manufacturers stepping forward and saying, we now have a safer phone. It's just like cars today. There's no such thing as a safe car. Cars kill people. Well, we have made them safer. They have airbags, seat belts, et cetera. You would never think of putting a young baby into the front seat of a car anymore. Those kinds of things have resulted in safer cars. We need seat belts and airbags for our phones today. We need to design them with smarter systems for operating and smarter hardware as well. And there are a lot of things that we can do to protect ourselves in the meantime, certainly starting with not having very young children, pregnant women, using phones. And men who want to become fathers need to know, you don't keep a phone in your pocket when you're trying to make a healthy baby, because cell phone radiation damages sperm count and quality.
All right. Well, great job, Dr. Davis. We look forward to having you back for a full hour as soon as you want to. Try to really warn people, because I want to do something about this, because I don't want to see my children die of brain cancer. I don't want to just be roasted by all this Wi-Fi and all these smart meters they're trying to make people take. We've got to step up. And this is a civil rights issue. Thank you so much.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies. Many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Monday, already the 22nd day of September 2014. Here coming to you live from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. All right. I'm going to open the phones up in the first 2.5 hours, interspersed with masses of news. We're not going to screen your phone calls, but I would specifically like to hear folks call in on a news topic like Washington Journal does on C-SPAN. We do this occasionally. Or to have a question or a quick comment. Because if I have a lot of long-winded callers, I'll become long-winded and we'll never get to a bunch of your calls. And for whatever reason, and I've had this discussion probably 200 times on air in the last 15 years, only my first 4 or 5 years on air was I good at taking calls. Whereas now I'm better at news analysis and even reading the news on air. I just cannot break the habit of A, not going to calls, or B, once I go to them, just letting people ramble on pointlessly. Every time I say it's a specific topic and you can only call in about this, we have excellent callers. Whenever I say it's a free-for-all, some of them are good, some of them are bad. And, hey, the show's different. I don't like to screen calls. At the same time, though, I want to make sure your phone has good audio and that you're ready with your point or your question. In fact, just to break the mold and do it, I'm not even going to get into the news first. I'm just going to go to your phone calls first with your questions and your comments to just shake the show up. And that doesn't mean that the show you listen to every day and the show that you love will not be here tomorrow. It just means that I personally like taking more phone calls occasionally and just can't seem to make myself do it. So in the spirit of folks being able to get in who have never been able to get in on the show, first-time callers in this first hour on Ron Paul's speech exposing the fact that our government's arming ISIS in Syria and saying that it's wrong, to climate change skeptics call out marchers' hypocrisy with huge buses, piles of garbage. They're claiming that consumption is bad, but really they just want to guilt you into accepting social engineering and more taxes. Very powerful video by PJTV. Robert F. Kennedy loses control at the climate rally when they bring up what a hypocrite he is. It's like these people that get preferential treatment in Austin and New York and other social engineering hubs, they'll have the front parking spaces aren't even for handicap now. It'll be for electric cars, and no one's ever parked in them because electric cars cost too much, and the equations have been done. They use as much as a average subcompact of the same basic design, as much energy or more from coal power plants mainly, because you lose a lot of the electricity once you transmit it down power lines. There's a lot of issues involved, and it's generated by fossil fuels in most cases. Yes, if you have an electric car and your own hydroelectric plant down the street, then that is a very clean way to do things. But in most cases, it's coming from coal or it's coming from natural gas, which has a carbon footprint in the aggregate because of power loss down power lines that is massive. So in some cases, half the power gets lost. So we've got that report we're going to be getting to. I mean, I love how Al Gore owns more than 15 houses. One of them in California is 10,000 square foot. He has one in Tennessee that was 14,000 square feet. We did a video report about it a few years ago. And he wants you to live in a 220-foot coffin apartment so they can charge you more property taxes and more fines and fees. The answer is you have less, so the government and corporate class that controls it can get more with their titles of nobility, which are the UN, diplomatic immunity, the corporate loopholes, and the rest of it. That's the big issue here, is that corporate leaders that are anti-free market are reestablishing feudalism and serfdom, and they're exempt from it. That's the real discrimination. We can discuss that. We have a medical doctor and scientist who's advised the U.S. government, the UN, you name it. In fact, she's a former Clinton administration official. Is coming on. She was in a CBS News report admitting, which is already in the major studies, but I want to get a doctor on to break it down for you, that yes, your cell phones are giving you cancer. She'll be joining us to discuss the fact that this is a very serious issue, Dr. Deborah Davis. So that's coming up. UK's Cameron shifts tack on constitutional shakeup to mollify Scots. That's Reuters. Then you read the article. It says he's flipping and not doing what he said he would do on more powers for Scotland. They used to call that lying. Now they call it changing tack. Be like if it was your wedding night and you just made vows for the rest of your life to be with this man or this woman, and she walks in or he walks into the bridal suite, and your new wife is in bed with the bellhop going at it, and you say, baby, you just pledged to never cheat on me, and she looks at you and says, I changed tack. That'd be a good one. But we've now got to the point to just expect betrayal. Oh, we'll give you more autonomy. Stay in the, you know, the UK. And then, oh, sorry, now we're not going to do that. Snipers, guards, and fences, not enough. Secret Service now is looking at checkpoints on the roads surrounding the White House. Well, they already kind of have that on the roads right around it. And, boy, let me tell you, little kids hold up their camera, take a picture of the White House from the park across the street. Secret Service runs over and gets in their face. And it's just Secret Service, uniform Secret Service, is just running around everywhere, and none of it has to do with so-called security. It's all about just selling the idea that this country should accept being a bunch of third-world serfs. I was reading some COINTELPRO documents this weekend from congressional hearings back in the 70s about the FBI targeting political dissent in this country and trying to shut it down. And their mission was to even use violence to do it if need be. But obviously that was illegal. So to keep it secret so that the illusion that we were a free country would not be shattered. Well, now government doesn't want to go with that. They want to say, no, you are slaves, and you better step and fetch when we say. Now, I see the phones have been loaded ringing. Let me give you the number. First-time callers, any issue you want to raise, I love the wild card angle of it, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Here's an interesting story. Drone that can turn a doorknob. And we showed a drone in an article for InfoWars last week that DrudgeReport.com picked up. This story is on Drudge Today from Time Magazine, showing the drone that they're training indoors to be able to come and open your doorknob. The one we showed last week flies through your window or flies along looking through your windows, and they have announced it's now fitted with face scanning technology to identify faces in crowds or inside your home. Can you imagine what the Nazis would have done with something like this? See, we could, as a culture, demand an architecture of technology that empowered humanity. But instead, we're letting the social engineers decide the architecture, and it is a decidedly anti-human perspective. Speaking of that, there is a video titled The Singularity, Alex Jones and Ray Kurzweil Battle, that we're also going to be playing here today. So we're going to be having a little discussion about the singularity and more. But the toll-free number to join us, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I spent a lot of the Sunday show yesterday, well, playing special reports, which I do sometimes anyways, because I like them. They're informative, I think. People seem to like it as well. But also because I did some screaming Saturday night, some yelling, an hour-long speech I gave to the Casey Research Group, really high-powered group down in San Antonio. It was the international group, but it was at the Hyatt down in San Antonio. But what I really focused in on in the first half of the broadcast was Rand Paul's speech last Friday, where he openly said we've given 600 tons in the last year to ISIS and that it's meant to overthrow Assad. Well, Samantha Powers has now come out. That's our ambassador to the UN, and said exactly that. Let's go to this clip.
Our national security imperative is to go after ISIL and to degrade and destroy it over time. And the moderate opposition now will have greater capabilities to do that thanks to an overwhelming bipartisan vote in Congress to support that.
But is that what the Free Syrian Army wants to do? I thought the Free Syrian Army was trying to fight Assad, that they've been fighting side by side in some cases with ISIS. That's why. Do they know that's why we're training them?
They do, but may I add, the training also will service these troops in the same struggle that they've been in since the beginning of this conflict against the Assad regime. Let me note, the Free Syrian Army and other moderate forces have been fighting ISIL since December. They have pushed ISIL out of strategic areas. The reason that they've lost
crap.
The moderate Jeez. Opposition have lost territory over time is that they have been fighting
over 90%. Of the rebels are Al-Qaeda. They just call them ISIL, ISIS, to confuse you. And I know we've harped on this, but there you go. You got John McCain attacking Rand Paul for saying that, but the ambassador admits...
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
All right, I'm going to get Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs in here for about 10 minutes to start of the next hour because he just walked in with this NBC local news story that I haven't seen put out on a big national platform yet. Police search for missing Afghan soldiers on Cape Cod. You heard me right, on the East Coast. Mass National Guard says the soldiers were last seen Saturday night, but there is no threat to the public. How many times have the military troops of Afghanistan in Afghanistan blown up bases, detonated car bombs and truck bombs, launched hand grenade attacks, or killed the highest ranking general ever killed in combat? What was he, General Green was a two-star general? Remember last month and a half ago? Three Afghan National Army soldiers went missing. The soldiers had been at Joint Base Camp COD since September 11th. Brought in on September 11th. There's been a lot of speculation, including they may be trying to defect. Defect to who? I thought they already defected to the United States. No reason to think they have nefarious intent, said Colonel Timothy Albin. National Guard says there is no threat to the public at this time because the soldiers were vetted by a wide variety of agencies before they were brought into the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, they have senior members of the Afghan Army blowing people up. I mean, this is just more bull. More 2 + 2 = 5. I'm getting really upset. Because let me tell you something. When they go shoot up a shopping mall or shoot up a church or shoot up a school, they're going to blame gun owners and say they were able to rob a house and get guns, or able to go to a gun shop and buy them, and that's why you need to turn your guns in. I mean, it's just a matter of time. And I'm not saying these guys are doing that. I'm saying it just shows how this country is wide open. I'm not saying these particular soldiers are going to do that. But I will say I don't trust them. And I will say our southern borders are wide open. And Joe brought me another article about a terror group connected to Al-Qaeda that has U.S. passports on record. By the way, Joe did a report about 2 months ago dealing with video and photo no one had ever seen that he took while in Afghanistan, where they found a safe house filled with thousands of munitions and hand grenades and weapons with New York phone books and people they were going to kill. And then folks go, oh, that was probably planted. There's no real Muslim extremist. Alex, you know, you've sold out. You used to say everything was an inside job and staged, and, you know, now you're saying that there's a real terror threat. No, you never listened to my show, or you listen to mainstream media put out a one-dimensional view of what I said. There are radical Islamicists. They're being funded and protected by criminal elements in Western governments, evidenced by ISIS right now. And they are being allowed to destabilize the world and attack the West. So then the power structure has a way to bring military-industrial complex takeover that Eisenhower warned us of to the United States and the West. It's very elementary. Problem, reaction, solution. But there are real terror groups. Now, should we give our liberties up because of them? Absolutely not. Statistically, it's a very low danger. Plus, if you start giving liberty up, people will start staging it because they get to take over. You have to say, no, we're a free country. We're going to keep our Bill of Rights and Constitution. We're going to have an open and free society. We are not going to have checkpoints a mile around the White House, because next it'll be a mile around D.C. This is the Romanian or Soviet or Nazi model that you only see when, like, a foreign army is approaching the capital. This is not land of the free, home of the brave. NSA spying, the news saying your kids belong to the government, it's pure tyranny. We got a long segment coming up. We're going to go to break and go to Kenneth, Dan, Renee, Jesse, Mike, and others. And as soon as you hear one person hang up, that's your chance to call in. We'd love to hear from you. Because I will take a lot of calls when we come back. But Joe Biggs will pop in for 10 minutes to give us his take on this. He came in here pretty upset by this, and I know why. Because they were constantly being attacked inside their bases, constantly by the so-called Afghan army. And people can say, well, we shouldn't be over there. Regardless, they shouldn't be over here either. And there are a lot of Wahhabist, Haqqani Network, Al-Qaeda types who are absolute sleeper cells, and you know full well the government could let them come in. saying they're vetted and know they're planning an attack. I'm not saying these guys. I'm saying hypothetically. And then use that attack, again, to divert all attention away from the other Obama scandals and things that are happening. They knew with Major Hassan, for 2 years, the CIA was tracking his emails back to Al-Qaeda and the planned attack. They declared national security on those emails. The Congress that was able to see it admitted that the CIA knew. So, again, they just wind these guys up, and then they attack. The question is, why? It's not debatable. They're winding them up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, September 17th, 2014, gold opened at $1,237.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,282.97, $641.48 for a half ounce, or $320.74 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,282.97, $641.48, and $320.74.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Sources of wisdom. So we have Gene right there.
What's his name?
Decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the info war.
And this is Monday, the 22nd day of September 2014. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Okay, I'm going to your phone calls now, right through the full 3 hours. We have one guest on for 30 minutes, another guest for 10 minutes. But other than that, it'll be phone calls and news. Coming up, food shortages on Sierra Leone's final day of Ebola lockdown. Handouts of rice were distributed only to some families ordered to stay in their homes. World Bank says Ebola spread may have catastrophic costs. I think it already has. Also, Saul Alinsky letters have been released between Hillary Clinton and Saul Alinsky. Look at that creepy control freak if you're watching us on TV. Hillary Clinton when she was young. They had her in Life magazine when she was a college student, telling us then how she would be our superstar boss. And, of course, new documents have been leaked showing the big telecom companies with the big video game makers literally being run by top anti-male feminists to put all their anti-family, anti-male messages out there as women prepare to literally wed the state. All run by the Central Intelligence Agency. Gloria Steinem in the 80s wrote a book and admitted that she was given the money to start that whole organization. Miss Magazine has nothing to do with empowering women. It's about absolutely breaking up any type of community, and it's truly sickening. We told you this was coming. USA Today reports tax refunds will be cut for American Care, American Affordable Care Act recipients, or Obamacare. So we told you that it had all sorts of little red tape in there like that. So there you go. Like death panels. The Affordable Care Act. What a deal. But first, let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Kenneth in Louisiana. Kenneth, thanks for calling today. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to talk to you for a minute about the climate change protesters. You know, this is kind of amazing to me that they'll get up there with the signs and they'll talk about CO carbon emissions and all this, but nobody wants to talk about geoengineering. Nobody wants to talk about the chemicals that are being sprayed in the air. And, like, I'll give you an example, like C-SPAN. They'll get up there and talk about it like they do today, and nobody mentions it. It's just like, let's just keep quiet about that. Let's not say anything about that. We'll talk about everything else, but when somebody gets on the phone and tries to say something about it, they cut them off. That's just amazing to me, and I just wanted to get your take on that.
They have to keep up appearances on C-SPAN, and all the time I'm seeing YouTube clips that listeners have compiled where an entire hour of phone calls will be dominated by plugs for Infowars.com, plugs for our documentaries, people talking about the New World Order. They'll have a Council on Foreign Relations or Trilateral Commission member on, and they will literally get besieged by informed listeners that will start quoting the different treasonous statements back at them until they panic and shut it down because they can't stand being challenged. The fake environmental movement is about global zoning, population control, selective enforcement of regulations to allow only certain insider groups to operate and flourish, or feudalism. And exactly, they want to tax carbon dioxide as part of the life cycle, oxygen, carbon dioxide, sunshine, and water. Got to have those things. If they can tax one of those, we know sunshine's good, we know water's good, we know oxygen's good, so they target carbon dioxide while they ignore all the GMO, the cross-species engineering, the geoengineering of the climate, all the things that are admitted to be going on. Oh, forget that. You are just someone that wants to kill the earth because you won't turn control over to the UN and these select corporations. That's a great point, and I appreciate your call. In fact, since he mentioned it, let's go ahead and go to a clip. Climate change skeptics call out marchers' hypocrisies. And all they did was send out onto the streets PJTV to go bring up some simple questions. Look at how you came here on buses. Look at how you got garbage everywhere. Look how much you're consuming. Look at how your cell phone is getting its power from coal. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who we've interviewed before, by the way, literally blew up and just got flustered. It's like when I had Rothschild on, one of the main Rothschild heirs who pushes all this stuff and puts out books for Polar Bears Can't Swim for kids. We famously had him on promoting his book. And when I said, well, why are the ice caps on Mars? Because that was 8 years ago, and so it was still some solar system warming. I said, why is its ice caps getting smaller, not just ours? Of course, it stopped right around that time, and now they've been growing. And he said, well, that's because Mars is closer to the sun than the Earth, dummy. And I said, no, it's Mercury, Venus, Earth with third rock, and then Mars, and then out to the gas giants. And he just said, no, it's not, and laughed at me. Now, obviously, he knew Mars was further out. But it's a religion of disdain for the public's ignorance and training you to just throw it in your face that we're going to fund ISIS to fight ISIS and then change the name to ISIL to confuse people. So that's a great point. Let's go ahead and play a clip of this video. Here it is.
Do you have an iPhone or an Android?
I have a cell phone.
You do? Are you concerned about the damage that a cell phone and electricity generation causes to the environment?
Are you joking about this?
No, I want to know if you're willing to give up your iPhone.
No,
are you
I'm
willing
not.
To give... You, why not? Doesn't it start with people like you? You're here
no,
saying
no, no,
you
no,
want...
No, it starts by changing the laws so to rationalize the marketplace so that we reward the most efficient... forms of energy use, and we punish the bad ones.
Shouldn't you lead by example?
No, I do lead by example.
So are you going to give up your cell phone?
No, I'm not going to give up my
Are you going to give up your car?
Are you going to give up yours?
I'm not the one who's here talking about the environment. You're here trying to change the environment, trying to change the law. So I'm asking if you are going to lead by example.
No, I'm not going to stop using a cell phone. I'm not going to stop you. I don't believe that we have to reduce our quality of life in order to have a rational free market, in order to stop the use of carbon, in order to divorce ourselves from a fuel that is destroyed.
I think it's even better. The video's up on InfoWars.com right now. And I want to commend PJTV. It's better than their old days where they would have people stand behind me yelling, kill Michelle Malkin. And then blame me for it when it was on video that I didn't say it. Whatever. Hey, they want to keep our power plants on. I like them. Good job. They do a lot of really, really great work over there. Now, continuing, and then I'm going to go back to your calls on this issue. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has exposed that vaccines are clearly linked to autism. I appreciate him for that. He has spoken out and said we should investigate cell phone radiation and brain tumors that killed his uncle. I think he's actually a guy that means well. Because I've talked to him on air and off air. And I know folks that are friends with him. So I don't want to just demonize every liberal out there. He is a useful idiot. And I've been an idiot before as well. All of us are learning. It's a process. But I mean, he is a useful idiot. That's what Lenin called well-meaning people that went along with the communists. And the media demonized him for coming out and speaking out and then saying we should investigate vaccines when it's overwhelming. By the end of the week, last week, I had said there were three mainstream news articles worldwide, or three different big events, hundreds of articles worldwide. There was a fourth by Sunday I didn't get to. In a seven-day period, four scandals on three continents. No, four continents. There's the other four scandals. With vaccines killing large numbers of children that took them. HPV, polio shots, you name it, killing people in Latin America, in South America, in Central Asia, in the Middle East, in Africa. Simply mind-blowing. So I don't want to just sit here and attack people like Kennedy. He really thinks you should turn your guns in. He really thinks carbon's going to kill us all. And at least he's against a bunch of GMO stuff that's out of control. So many scientists come to me. I ran to one of them at the KC Research event who was a biologist. And he said, Alex, why are you against GMO? And I said, well, they're putting Trojan horse stuff into it, and they're not testing it right. I've read the studies by the companies that put it out themselves. It's really dangerous to mix plant and animals together, and it's really dangerous to be. And I mean, are you denying that? Take, you know, the case of BT corn. Within three generations of feeding it to rodents, they're almost completely sterile, and it goes for the same for almost all of them. I mean, this is real what we're talking about here. This is real. And so I don't just take issues because they're liberal or conservative, and then I decide something has validity to it because it fits into my worldview. I really try to find out what's going on. All right, I said I take a lot of calls, and I've taken one call. Let's go to Dan in Louisiana. Dan, thanks for calling.
Hi, Alex. Calling from FEMA Region 6.
Good to have you on.
Thank you. I'd just like to say that I have taken part in the Impo War. I was working, I do work in oil refineries down here in Louisiana. I do an inspection. And I was working with a gentleman. I'd rather not say his name on the air. I don't know if he wants me to announce who he is, but whatever. He had the first and probably the only Ron Paul town hall in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, when Ron Paul was running for president. So he's big-time conservative, big-time libertarian. And he and I were having, you know, a lot of discussions about how to pass on the information of the InfoWars. So he gave me a good idea. He said, man, why don't you go get a business card? Because instead of telling somebody about the constitutional free zone or telling them how Bill of Rights are under attack or there's no more posse comitata, you know, why don't you just get a card made, hand them something that they can put in their purse, pocket, or wallet, and maybe when you're not around, they may refer back to it. So I did just that. I've been passing them out. And if it's okay, can I read my card over the air?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, it starts out, Free Americans for America, in big, thick black letters at the top of it. And then underneath that, I continued on with, help preserve our republic. Are you aware of these four things? One, constitutional free zone 100 miles inland of America's coastlines. Two, our Constitution and Bill of Rights are under attack. Three, the end of posse comitatus in America. Four, our government has been putting fluoride in our water supply for years. To become more informed of these issues, you can type items 1 through 4 as listed on any internet search engine. Also, go to InfoWars.com.
Beautiful.
God bless America.
That's beautiful, brother. Thank you so much, and God bless you. That's how we're going to reach more people. And I'll just tell you, the power structure is hopping mad at us right now. They're attacking us from every angle because our talking points that we put out, which are based in real research and reality, are getting picked up by Congress and by the media. And that's the real power of this operation, is not even our audience of 20 million people and growing. That's conservative. But a base audience of 20 million, we're reaching hundreds of millions every year, one way or another, through different venues. And it's getting people to start thinking from an outside perspective of getting outside the box. And it's really making the establishment get upset. So please don't take InfoWars.com for granted. Thank you for putting up with me at the same time. It is a very hard task we've got here, but it's also an invigorating task. It's historical what's happening, and we really have a chance to make the world a better place. But regardless, I know this. Tyrants are taking over. If we don't at least slow them down, we're not going to have any freedom or any prosperity. It's getting serious. I want to go to Emma in Oregon. Emma in Oregon is listening on 880 AM KCMX. Go ahead, Emma, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you. I just wanted to, I was having a conversation with my nephew who just got back from the Navy the other day for a visit, and he was telling me about all the vaccinations that they were giving him, and we just got into a conversation about that. And I was, like, looking up because he was just, like, defending them so much, and I have two little kids, and I choose, like, not to vaccinate them because, well, I was reading about it, and this doctor was saying online, it was a really interesting article, and he was saying that, you know, well, obviously the vaccinations, they make your body create antibodies to protect against the disease eventually. So, but the human body can't even do that until 6 months old, and they try and vaccinate your kid before they even leave the hospital for hepatitis B before you even leave the hospital.
Well, let's expand on that. If your baby's not having sex or using intravenous drugs with HIV positive people and doesn't have an immune system to begin with, why would you give them a hepatitis shot? It's one of the most vicious, toxic shots out there. It has some of the worst side effects. They want to set the precedent early to put hundreds of different vaccines in your child by the time they're 10 years old, more than 40 by the time they're 2. And most of the vaccines don't even approximate what the real pathogen is. They always act like we're debating that you can get learned immunity, artificial immunity, from a vaccine by introducing a small amount of attenuated virus or whatever the pathogen is. No, we know vaccines work. We know vaccine science is 500 years old with smallpox. They would take a needle or a stick and pop some of the pus of it and then from somebody that had it, and then when you were well, instead of already being run down when you got it, you had a better chance of beating it, okay? But still, it would kill you sometimes. It's very dangerous. So all we're saying is there's major side effects. Now, that's if you have a government trying to be good and trying to have liability so that there is some culpability there so that people can get in trouble. Instead, it's all secret. They have a big tribunal with $5 billion cash from taxpayer money to secretly pay people off. They got to sign forms, never speak about it. They'll lie to you and say there's no side effects on the vaccine. When you read the insert, it'll tell you it can kill you. I don't care what vaccine it is. Read it. One of the side effects is death. Gardasil, death. MMR, death. Guillain-Barré, epilepsy, narcolepsy. And there were four events last week in Colombia and Syria and Pakistan and Africa. In the continent of Africa. Forget which country it was. The point is you can look it up. Where kids are getting sterilized or paralyzed or dying right after they take shots. So they just sit here thinking we're ignorant and go, nothing's happening. Nothing's wrong. Why don't you want a shot? Why are you against science? What, do you want to go live with Fred Flintstone and Barney? Ma'am, anything else? Specifically they were saying to you or any other questions or comments?
The sheet, fact sheet they give you on the, it's hard for me to even take my kids to the doctor anymore. And
hold on, I'm going to come back to you. See, they don't, people ask for the paperwork now, they give you a fact sheet. A fact sheet that the company tells them to give you. You don't want the fact sheet. You want the drug insert that comes in the box. It's got the molecule in the brain.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
morning. Continue with your phone calls right into the next hour. Jesse, Mike, Renee, Eric, and others. Going back to Emma in Oregon, 880 AM, KCMX. There is nothing more frustrating than being on air 20 years, having three children, going through schools wanting you to go get vaccines, even private ones, and not even knowing that there are waivers when upwards of 20% of the country is getting the waivers. And it's not a waiver to a law. It's just a policy they want you to get the waiver. But the schools will lie to you and tell you that there's not a waiver. My children are in a private school right now where they're informed and are patriots and know what's going on. But most of these vaccines on record don't protect you. They have serious side effects. And then they're adding a lot of Trojan horse type things to them. This is a government and a system caught doing secret lethal experiments on white people, black people, Hispanics, you name it, veterans, troops. Why would you trust anything they do? Why would you buy into any of it? And then I get so upset because I see the pattern of fraud, this pattern of criminal conspiracy, where they just tell the workers at the different drugstores and places, but also the shot clinics and the rest of it, just say safe and effective and give them a fact sheet saying there's no side effects or that your arm might be sore. And so you go up to Walgreens and you say, we've done this on video for the Nightly News. Yes, we'd like to know about the side effects. Okay, here's a fact sheet. We go, no, we want the insert that came in the little box with the ampule. Oh, you want that here. Oh. And then you read that. Oh, this can paralyze or kill me? Wow. I thought it was safe and effective. You mean the shingles shot can give me the shingles? You mean the tetanus shot can give me tetanus? You mean hepatitis shots can kill me? And so you've got a mom out there trying to get informed about it. And you mention the, quote, fact sheet they give you. Go ahead and finish up, Emma.
Well, it's just that, you know, it tells you how many people in, like, the estimate, like, how many people get, like, these horrible, like, autism or permanent side effects from it. And it's just, it's really scary. But also the other thing is the reason I do not test my doctor or my kid's dentist is, like, they force the fluoride on you, the oral fluoride that they want you to give your kid, the drops. And every single time I go to the doctor, are you giving your kid fluoride? They force it on you. They write, they send in a prescription to the pharmacy every single time for me. I never go pick it up, but it's just, it's scary. Like, why? They know that that's not good for your kid. Why are they giving it to a little baby?
You're talking about fluoride tablets?
The drops. So I don't know. Yeah.
Listen, school districts all over the country are stopping that. I remember being a kid in first and second grade, and they would have us take the fluoride pills, and I would get deathly ill and just lay on the ground. And I would basically crawl out of the building with half the other kids to meet our parents outside when I went to Margaret Sanger Kindergarten in Dallas. I remember a few times a year when the red pills would come with the free toothbrush with a little animal or something on the handle that I learned to dread it by the first grade. I wasn't a rocket scientist. I just knew these red pills bring pain. And now they admit it causes dental fluorosis. It does nothing to protect your teeth. Total fraud. Social engineering. Just like the White House science czar said in EcoScience, they would add things to water to brain damages. And it's, they've done a great job. So don't go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a ProPure G2 filter and cut the fluoride out. Drink extra. David Rockefeller is counting on it. Second hour coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200 plus million year old salt solution. solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.